Let there be light. I'm Prophet Molite Charles. You can see more of our materials, such as our blogs, our music, and our video.
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you here in Jesus' name. We're going to do a teaching from the Holy Scriptures concerning being prosperous and what the Scripture says that God has said concerning prosperity. God will prosper you. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 reads as this: Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Even means the same. So as your soul is prospering, which means you're growing in your salvation and your walk with God, he wants you to walk in prosperity. It is written, Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This is God speaking. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. All right now, there's a such thing as good success. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? It's God. So he's saying, if I command it, then you can count on it. Word don't return to him void. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now I pre-highlighted some of these to bring out the point. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power, yea, hallelujah, Jesus, to get wealth. So there's an anointing. There's power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18, behold, that which I have seen, Solomon talking. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. It means you have an inheritance that you don't even know you have. And it ain't from man, it's from God. Hallelujah forever. Verse 19. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth. I'll read that again. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof. That means he ain't just got it, he know what to do with it. And to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 20. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answered him in the joy of his heart. Hallelujah forever. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. So it's Solomon talking. And I am but a little child. Come on now. He humbled himself before God. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Come on now. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thou so great a people? Verse 10. Roll up a little bit. Okay, verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord, Ashata. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Verse 11. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life. He didn't ask what most people would ask for. Neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor have asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. In other words, God was pleased with him because he asked for wisdom. Understanding to discern judgment is wisdom. Holy Ghost. Verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. There it is. A what? Wise and that's wisdom. Wise and understanding heart. Proverbs says, and Solomon wrote it, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, but with all your getting, get understanding. Can you hear me up in here? So that there was, in other words, wisdom is the knowledge to do things. Understanding is knowing how to use knowledge in its right form. Come on. There's people that got knowledge, but they still dumb concerning what to do with it. Let's move on. Verse 12 again. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. They go together. Hallelujah. So that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall there any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. Come on. Both riches and honor. Solomon didn't ask for that. But God can give you what you didn't ask for if he wants you to have it. Can you hear me? Verse 13 again. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. Hey, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. My God, my God, my God. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my judgments and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. He said, I'm going to give you a longer life than you were supposed to have. God, I praise you. Matthew 6:32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first. There's an order. There's an order and a way. Proverbs, Solomon wrote it. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ways thereof is the ways of death. Come on. So don't do what look like is right. Do what is right, because only God can determine the difference between right and wrong, good and bad, light and darkness, truth and lie. Can you hear me? Verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. How many? A-L-L. All these things shall. It's coming. Be added unto you. My God, that's a promise. It's a written guarantee. Can you hear me? 2 Corinthians 14:7. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he have given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Seek ye first the kingdom. All these things he'll give to you. Seek the king, and he'll give you the kingdom. 2 Chronicles 26:5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. See, he had understanding. Come on now. Praise God for understanding. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. If you start chasing God, stuff will start chasing you. But if you start chasing stuff, you run away from God. Can you hear me? Verse 6. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and break down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. Hashalabasata. Verse 7, and God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gebal and the Mehinims. Ecclesiasticus 11:21. Marvel not at the works of sinners. Don't be amazed with what the world do. But trust in the Lord and abide in thy labor. Keep yourself focused. For it is an easy thing. Can you hear that? Let me read. For it is an easy thing in the sight of the Lord, on the sudden, Jesus, to make a poor man rich. On a sudden, people be talking about this happened all of a sudden, all of a sudden. God made me rich on a sudden. Jesus. Oh God, I praise you. The blessing of the Lord is in the reward of the godly. And suddenly, hey, hallelujah to the name of Jesus, he maketh his blessing flourish. Can you hear me up in here? Revelations, Yidoma Congo, 5:11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, shande, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah forever. Hallelujah forever. Now, get wisdom and all you'll get and get understanding. Scripture says, if a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. So in your getting, in your being blessed, in your increase, don't forget this. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Don't let pride push you aside. Pride come before a fall. Stay low and you won't have nowhere to fall to. You won't go. Ha. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, no trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. So don't start trusting in money and stop trusting in God. Continue to trust in God, and God will give you money. But in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, that means ready to give to others, willing to communicate. Commune. That's a powerful word. Commune. Communion. That's when you take the body and blood of Jesus, right? To become one. Eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. Communication. That's when two people become one. To commune, to communicate. Communication. Hayalabasata. In other words, give yourself. God to give to you. That's the word for today. God will prosper you. But God has a way, an order. And the world is in disorder. They need to get into order. As Joshua 1:8 says, abide in his word, meditate in it day and night. You follow God. He's the author and finisher of everything, our faith. But he's also the possessor of everything. The scripture says, God, the possessor of heaven and earth, Hashalabasata. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell up therein. He owned it all. He created it all. And he can destroy it all when he get ready. You ain't got to ask permission by nobody. So honor the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Love him with all thy heart, soul, might, and strength. And second is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two hang all the law and the prophets, where it is written, be blessed. God will prosper you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let there be light. I'm Prophet Molite Charles. You can see more of our materials, such as our blogs, our music, and our videos. Get on my mailing list. Subscribe by way of email so that every time I print a blog, which is usually every few days, you can be on the list and get it directly to you. And I also thank you for your support. We could use your support and your help. So last but not least, I pray peace and many blessings on you. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name, be blessed. And I also pray the fulfillment of your destiny and your purpose without hesitation, without hindrance. For everyone that's in the sound of my voice, let it be made manifest.